I'm John Batchelor reporting to Professor Richard Epstein, anti-Semitism in New York. The number 80 arrested at Columbia University in protest and deliberate provocation having to do with chanting directed against anyone randomly, but especially to undermine an event being held at one of Columbia's prestigious theaters. Now, that was joined by an event at Brooklyn College, many more arrests. The reason I mention this, Richard, is we've been speaking of the Harvard report, which reflects upon 2024. It's here right now. It's all around us in New York. Anti-Semitism. Where is it coming from, Richard? Who is driving this? What is driving this?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely a trillion-dollar question. Hamas has engaged in many wars before, as recently as 6 or 7 years ago. And there was not a peep of any of this. And the moment this starts to take place on October 7th, on October 8th, there's a complete breakdown of social norms when the people who purported to represent 30 organizations at Harvard announced that Israel was entirely responsible. It wasn't even Israel, the Israeli entity, for all the violence that took place in Hamas.
Grotesque falsehood. Grotesque.
Yes, but what happens is the response was pathetic. You have to have enough moral courage when your institution is under attack from internal people to say that they're wrong.
All right, 1,000 pages Harvard report. What did they not see? What don't they see, Richard?
What I don't think they understand is how endemic the general culture is in fostering this stuff. And, you know, I haven't read this thing in any detail. But if you start looking back at Harvard, the leftward tilt in that institution, which is taking place over the last 10 or 15 years, is essentially the precursor of everything that starts to go on. Because what happens is it now becomes comfortable to silence people whom you don't like. It becomes comfortable to have weird sorts of speech codes about, well, you have to use the right gender pronouns and all the rest of this stuff. And what happens is if you start having that kind of things, the people who realize that you can push people down, then are going to try to galvanize around the court. And there were two causes they did in rough sequence, the Black Lives Matter stuff. And, you know, if you try to answer that by saying all lives matter, you became a bigot. And that set the tone of intolerance, which then got transferred to the Israeli situation. And the common theme between the both of them on the intellectual side is that these are deeply colonial type of movements and that high-minded people have to wreck them down and destroy them. And that was exactly the language that was used with respect to Hamas. So I think, in effect, that that's the key element. That's the intellectual side, but there's got to be a financial side. Somebody has to be supporting these people in what it is that they're doing and defending them and giving some kind of aid. I don't know whether there are domestic groups in America, whether they're foreign groups in America. You and I have both noted that there are very substantial funds of money coming into places like the University of Pennsylvania from Abu Dhabi and Saudi Arabia and so forth. And the basic rule that you have is with money comes, strings come attached to it. We don't know what these strings are or how strong they are. But what I think that they have done is to some extent to mobilize the ability of universities to treat this kind of anti-Semitism with the United States.
All right, quickly, Columbia University, first-rate outfit, very first-rate. And they've made adjustments since the events of 24, yes. And still they were hit, Richard.
Oh, that's why they were hit, John. Precisely because they did make the adjustment. And these guys are out to kill them. And so what happens is Columbia has to be much more forceful. But more importantly, Mr. Rubio has to take over. You cannot leave this as strictly a state matter. You'll get Mr. Bragg running everything into the ground. And you can't leave it to Columbia because they don't have police power. So it's the federal government has to take over. And the way they should take over is basically to say, look, we understand what's going on now. We're going after these people.
30 seconds,
and we know,
Richard,
that you're now in good faith.
Please.
That's so what they have to do to make this really work is to restore the funding to the scientific programs at Columbia, forget the threats about decrediting them and so forth. They have to build up the legitimate part of them instead of treating everybody at Columbia as though it was still the year 2024. And this is terrible blindness on the part of the Trump administration. If they don't, for heaven's sake, black off. They always refer to events long gone to justify current restrictions that are unjustifiable.
Professor Richard Epstein, writing at the Civitas Outlook. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,